Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Expectation is growing that politicians in Drogheda will, on Monday, strip the former leader of the Christian Brothers of the honorary freedom of his hometown. Brother Edmund Garvey's award is being questioned in protest at a legal strategy adopted by the congregation in court cases involving survivors of child sexual abuse. Government parties are under pressure to declare where they stand on the matter, but the Minister for Local Government, Dara O'Brien, insists it's solely a matter for councillors in Drogheda. Well, our reporter Barry Lennon brought us this story on Tuesday and he joins us again now. Barry, what's the update this evening?
This honour given to Drogheda native Brother Edmund Garvey in 1997, this evening 26 years on, it's at the centre of an escalating political controversy. Brother Garvey was the head of the order in Ireland when it adopted a legal strategy to defend civil cases taken by victims seeking compensation for historical child sexual abuse. There are no allegations whatsoever against Brother Garvey, but the strategy involves the Christian Brothers refusing to put forward a single nominated person to represent it as a defendant, leaving victims with no organisation to sue. Instead, victims must take a case against every surviving Christian brother who was a member of the order at the time of their abuse. And so in one instance, 162 Christian brothers were listed as co-defendants and all had to be separately served legal papers. Now, this approach, it's perfectly legal, and the Christian Brothers, they are entitled to adopt whatever strategy they feel is in the best interests of their members. However, it's an extremely lengthy and costly exercise for those pursuing cases, traumatic both for victims and perhaps also for many members of the order itself, against whom there are no allegations. It is for this reason that some victims have campaigned for the last year to rescind the freedom of Drogheda bestowed upon Brother Edmund Garvey.
And on Tuesday, Barry, you told us how 10 councillors in Drogheda will vote on whether to remove the honour from Brother Garvey. You also told us that the vote appeared evenly split at that time, 5-5. How do the numbers stack up this evening?
Five councillors have publicly stated they will vote to rescind the honour, two Labour, two Sinn Féin and one Independent. Labour's P.O. Smith has told local radio in Louth he's against removing the award. Four other councillors, two Independent and two from government parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, have demurred from proffering an opinion either way. However, one councillor has intimated to us on the programme and indeed others this week that they will not be present on Monday for the vote. And so Damien O'Farrell, an abuse victim and spokesperson for a group of 14 men who are currently pursuing legal claims, says he now fully expects the honour will be rescinded. We spoke earlier this week, so I asked him what has happened since.
There's been an absolute fantastic reaction, and it's not just Drogheda, it's around the country. People are getting in touch. So we're very, very hopeful that we will get our symbolic reparation on Monday. We're victims of undescribable acts of child abuse by members of the Christian Brother Order. It's unending. It's just unending. They're there for years and years and years trying to serve summonses, trying to find addresses of brothers, going back to court to look for information. And it's just not right and it's not fair. And their pathways to justice has been blocked all the time. Brother Garvey was the leader of the order. He presided over this litigation strategy when he was the leader of the order. And it's causing untold damage to the victims. And they're asking the elected representatives of Drogheda to stand in solidarity with them, to remove this honour from Brother Garvey. And they hope then that this message, the integrity of the brothers, that this message will be heeded and that the brothers would stop this litigation strategy. And absolutely the brothers should still be able to defend cases, but they can defend cases in a way that's just. This isn't just.
Now, Brother Garvey, who is not accused of any wrongdoing himself, he has declined to comment since this issue came to the fore around the honour. With regards to the strategy, there were other members on the Christian Brothers leadership team at the time when he was the leader, perhaps when this strategy was devised. So why hone in on him?
I've been dealing with the Christian Brother Order for over 25 years, and you always deal with the leader. And he has to take responsibility of a litigation strategy that was introduced when he was the leader. And it's causing damage to people today, to victims today. So where do we go? So we're asking the public representatives of Drogheda to stand in solidarity with us, and we will be healed by that. The men that I'm talking for will believe that they will be healed if their community stands with them. What about the victims that are going through all this? We hear too much talk about, oh yeah, that's, we'll stand with you, we'll stand with you, we'll do this, we'll do that. But we want them to take a little bit of action and stand with us. And we want the public representatives to represent the public opinion, because that's what we believe is the public opinion, because it's growing. Our message, it's a delicate message, and it was hard to get across, and it's taken a year. But we're finally here now, and it's across. And we want the public reps to do the right thing next Monday.
Are you any way clear as to what may or may not happen next Monday?
Well, there's 10 councillors. This is a reserve function of councillors. It's councillors can bestow an honour and they can take it back. At the moment, I understand there's 10 councillors. We've been given commitments by 5 councillors. There's one councillor that won't be there, so that the maximum the other side can have is 4. We have the majority at the moment, 5-4. So we expect the rescindment to take place on Monday.
Are you sure or certain at this point that the vote will take place as scheduled?
I'm not certain of anything in Drogheda, to be honest. If we have 5 votes and they have 4 votes and it's not rescinded, there's going to be big questions to ask for Louth County Council. Big questions.
So, Barry, as you say, the numbers now suggest that the councillors could rescind the freedom of Drogheda from Brother Edmund Garvey, but it seems it's not 100% certain the vote will actually take place.
Councillors received advice from Louth County Council this week that there's no express legal provision for the removal of the civic awards, such as the freedom of Drogheda, and in fact, it may not be allowed at all. They were told such a decision may be, quote, ultra vires, i.e. beyond their power, and that there could be, quote, seen to be an absence of natural justice in relation to Brother Garvey himself. The advice concluded that it was ultimately a matter for the councillors themselves. And that's the message this evening from the Department for Local Government, the minister there, Fianna Fáil's Dara O'Brien, a spokesperson for him, saying that local authorities may confer a civic honour on a distinguished person, but it also states that the decision of a local authority to confer a civic honour on a person is a reserved function, which means that it is a decision of the elected councillors themselves. No role for the minister or the department. Others, such as Fine Gael TD Fergus O'Dowd and Louth, in favour of rescinding the award. He wants councillors to meet survivors and a representation from the Christian Brothers themselves before making a final decision. So perhaps this could run beyond Monday yet.
All right. Well, no doubt we will check in again next week. But for now, thank you very much, Barry Lennon.